Blog Talk Radio.
That's why we dance and dance. If we only come together as one, just for one and
one. I beg you.
Feeling in the one drop. And we still find time to rap.
I need the power,
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
במזמור דוד זקנה חולה בשם האב הוול ומנפס קדוס אהדו אמלך אמן כיבר לכלל וכיבר לתלתו כיבר בהיר וכיבר לתלמה ויהיר שלה שעה רק תפרעי אדדה ויהו ויהו Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bet Selam. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10 strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought is a purpose and a plan. Hey, aha. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam. Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well. Thank you.
get caught in a dissonant mind. History behind Babylon come with a different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His Majesty said unity and only God knows. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine any place to get them all. We call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your fears look different this time. You fight with dissonant and prayer, balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelites, where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. And better the Im Negede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we highly stand. Adjaja way on, Adjaja way on.
Send Bet Salam, Send Bet Salam, Send Bet Salam,
Send Bet Salam,
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Send Bet peace, rest safely, rest, the true rest in peace is in Christos and in Him, Salam.
Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth the fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in 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 unrighteousness in
מזמור צד בית. מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור. כי שמחתני אדוני בפועלך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד. ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם תרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, וארז בלבנון יסגה, שתולים בבית אדוני, וחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בסיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עבלה תבוא.
Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Mizmor of Kaf 8, Psalm 129. Mizmor of Kaf 8, Psalm CXXIX. Shir Ha Ma'ilot, Song of Degrees, Song of Ascent. Shir Ha Ma'ilot. Rabatat Aruni Amin Orai Yomarna Israel. Much nuff nuff have they afflicted me, have they afflicted I from my youth up. Rabat Aruni Min Orai. May Israel, may Israel now say, Yomar na Israel, Rabat Aruni min orai, Kam lo yakluli, Nuf, 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 Rabat, Nuf have they afflicted me, much have they afflicted I, from my youth up, Rabat Aruni min orai, but they have not prevailed against me. They have not prevailed against I. Gam lo yakluli al gabi harshu wa harshi he eriku le ma'enotam he eriku le ma'enitam. The plowers plow up on my back, they made long their furrows. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. Al gabi harshu horshim Ha'ariku le ma'enotam. Ha'ariku le ma'enitam. Yahuwah Sadika Kitsa Vota Rishaim. Jehovah is righteous, Yahuwah Sadik. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked, the cords of the ratchet. Kitsa Vota Rishaim. Yevoshua we yisogu achora kol sonai Zion. Make them be ashamed and turn backward. Yevoshua we yisogu achora. All they are them that hate Zion. Call sonai Zion. Yehiyu akach tzira gagota shek admata shalafa yavesh. Make them be as the grass up on the housetops. Yehiyu akach tzira gagot that withereth afore it springeth up, that withereth before, shek admata shalafa yavesh. Shelo mile kapo akotir wechitzno ne amir, wherewith the reaper filleth not his hand. Shelo mile kapo kotzir, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Wechitzno me amir. Wilo amru ha ovrin birkata yahuwa elekem braknu etekem bishem yahuwa. Neither do they that go by say willo amru ha ovrin, the blessing of Jehovah be upon you. Birkata Yahuwah Elekem. We, I and I, bless you. Beraknu Etekem. In the name of Jehovah. Bishem Yahuwah. Shir HaMa'elot. Rabata Tzraruniya min orai Yomarna Yisrael. Rabata Tzraruni min orai Gam lo yakluli Al gabia harshu horshima He'erikua le ma'enotam He'erikua le ma'enitam Yawa Adika kitseta vota rishai yevoshu wei sogu achor kol sonai Zion. Yihiyu kach tzir gagota shek admata shalafa yavesh. Shelo mileka po kotzir wechitznoa me'amir. Lo amru ha ovrim birkata Yahuwah lekem beraknu etekem bishem Yahuwah.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? than that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. מזמור קוף קפטט שיר המעלות רבת צררוני מן נעוריי יומרנה ישראל רבת צררוני מן נעוריי גם לא יאכלו לי על גבי חרשו חורשים האריכו למעניתם אדוני צדיק קיצץ עבות רשעים יבושו ויסוגו אחור כל שונאי ציון, יהיו כחציר גגות שקדמת שלף יבש, שלא מילא חפו קוצר וחצנו מעמר, ולא אמרו העוברים ברכת אדוני עליכם, ברכנו אתכם בשם אדוני.
Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
מזמור קוף קפטט שיר המעלות רבת צררוני מן נעוריי יומרנה ישראל רבת צררוני מן נעוריי גם לא יאכלו לי על גבי חרשו חורשים האריכו למעניתם אדוני צדיק קיצץ עבות רשעים יבושו ויסוגו אחור כל שונאי ציון, יהיו כחציר גגות שקדמת שלף יבש, שלא מילא חפו קוצר וחצנו מעמר, ולא אמרו העוברים ברכת אדוני עליכם, ברכנו אתכם בשם אדוני.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Lamb of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Lamb of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Lamb of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips with and stammering lips with and stammering lips and stammering lips.
And here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf
Eight.
And here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Eight. We come to the third verse that often is translated in the KJV, the King James Version translation. Let's bring this up right here. Bring this third verse of today's psalm, Psalm 129, Mizmor Kof Kaf Eight. KJV brings out the third verse as the plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Now there's an interesting kare katib. The katib is what is written or what's printed in the Masoretic, and the kare is what is said. So there's certain areas of the scripts, and in particular in the study of the Psalm, the Midrash on the Mizmor, and the study of the Sefer Tehillim, there are verses that have the kare, what is vocalized, what is called out, what is recited, what is said, the kare from kara, and we have the katib, right? The katib is what is katab, what is printed. So here the verse, the third verse, Mizmor Kof Kaf 8, the gimel or the gamel verse, al gabi harshu horshim he'erikua. Now here we have the kare, what is said is le ma'enitam, le ma'enitam,
ma'enitam, ma'enitam.
The katib, what is written is le ma'enotam, le ma'enotam. So what do we have here? We have the ma'ena, 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 ma'ena. Now this word in this construction, ma'ena, from ana, right? This word here is often defined as a plow. So the translators translate this as a plow. Now here we are looking at the Mackelsons, which is the Mackelsons enhanced, Mackelsons, the fuller name of it, if we could bring this up right here, the fuller name, Mackelsons. So Mackelsons Mackelson, the title is Mackelsons Enhanced Strong's Greek and Hebrew Dictionaries. The authors is Mackelson, Jonathan Kristen. We take it as Jonathan Kristen Mackelson. So his version that is utilized by the Word software, one of the softwares that we use, the Bible, interlinear Bible softwares, one of the points of reference, Mackelson. But the foundation is Strong's. Now Strong's for the Old Testament based a lot on Gesenius, or some pronounce his name as Gesenius, the GJ kind of vibes in the English, Gesenius. Gesenius, he referred to a lot of the Ethiopic. So we like Strong's, especially because in the real study of biblical Hebrew and of the Hebrew language, the real strides for truth that have been made is those who would include all the points of references, and especially including the Ethiopic or the Gutas. So the Gutas being we consider it as a living Shemitic, one of the pure or the original types of Shemitic languages, which is a key, a scriptural biblical key for biblical Hebrew. Not to get into details right there, but just to point out why we use what reference sources. So here, as we was going through this again, we once again paying more attention to the kare from kara, what is recited or what is said, what is called out, what is kara, the kare, and the katib. The katib, in the ancient Hebrew, katib, modern Hebrew, katib, and we have the kare, what is said, what is called out, what is recited, and the katib is what is written. So in some cases, what is written or what has been printed may have some question of a letter either being missing or perhaps maybe a letter, for example, the yod and the waw. This happens often with the yud, the yod, the y, Hebraically, and the Yahweh, the W. So these two letters, if you look at them Hebraically, even in the Masoretic, the Asherit script, or the post-Babylonian, the square Hebrew, referred to as square Hebrew, which is the Masoretic text, the Yod and the Wow virtually looks very much similar or connected. One is a short, the Yod is short, and the wow is an extended line, the wow or the vav. Some say vav. In the modern Hebrew, it's known as vav.
in the ancient Hebrew, sometimes the wow, or the wawe, right? And the wawe, we could just Ethiopically, wawe, or just short, wow. So we have the wow or the W. Now, in modern Hebrew, there is, they say, no W sound. But in the ancient Hebrew, there is a W sound. So here, in looking at this particular word in the third verse, and the word here in question is it le ma enotam, le ma enotam, le ma enotam, or is it le ma enitam, le ma enitam? Now, what's the difference? So we went into a little bit of additional study right here on this, and it's of great interest because the general translation is the plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Now, if we study Hebraically in the scriptures, there is there's the tilim, and there is the, I think, the gadud, right, for the word furrows. If we look up the term furrows, F-U-R-R-O-W-S. Now, for those who might not be so agriculturally inclined or astute and might not get this, is hear the word furrows. Like when one, say one brow, their brow, their forehead. You know, like when people wrinkle their forehead, you know how they, when they wrinkle their forehead and the lines, and those lines in the wrinkling of the forehead, like a person makes an expression that wrinkles their forehead, and some persons may have deeper furrows. That's like a furrow. They furrow their brow, the forehead. They furrow it. And it resembles the land, you know, agricultural farmland. When you look at farmland, when it's being prepared, you know, for sowing and for reaping, when it's being prepared, these deep grooves, so the land being gashed by the plow, right? So the sense of the plowers plowing up on my back, which is the first part of the Gimel verse, the Gamel verse of Mizmor Kof Kaf Teit of Psalm 129, Gabbi, my back, all upon Gabbi, upon my back, Charshu, they plowed, Charshu, Chorshim, the Chorshim are the plowers, Charshu, the verb, they plowed, Chorshim, they plowed the plowers, all Gabbi, Charshu, Chorshim, upon my back, they plowed the plowers. So literally in the Hebrew construction, upon, up on my back, al-gabi, charshu, chorshim, they plowed the plowers. That's the first part of the third verse. Then we have he-eriku, from arak is like to make long, arak. We have it in the form of erek apayi, one of the attributes, the midot of Hashem, of Yod-Heh Wah-Heh, of he who be who he be, is that he is erek apayim. Now, literally, erek, long, apayim, the apayim, or afayim, in another pointing, apayim, the pe, would be nose, like our noses, let's say like the nostrils, in that sense. So, literal meaning of the attribute of erek apayim, of he who be who he be, ehye asher ehye, he who be who he be, ehye, I am, asher, who, or that who, that which, that who, ehyeh, I am. Now, some latter-day Hebrews and Israelites, they mispronounce it. They call it correct, but it's really incorrect if we study Hebrew more comprehensively, right? But it's baby Hebrew, all the same. They will say it's ahyeh, ahyeh. And they say that he who be who he be, you'll hear them say ahyeh, ahyeh, ahyeh. Now, ahyeh means not just I am, it means I be. I be in the sense of I be becoming. I be. Like it be what it be. It be what it be. So he who he be, in the same sense as we would say, well, it be what it be. It is what it is. It is what it is. He be who he be. Now to bring out, well, who he be in this manifestation revelation, right? He who he be, erek apayi, right? Erek apayi. So he, Yahuwah, Asher, erek apayi, ehye Asher, ehye. I be who I be. I become. I'm becoming. I will be. So it has a threefold triune. This is why in the previous Psalm 72, in the Midrash on the Psalm, it pointed to Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 13, right in there where Hashem is asked, well, what name? Moshe asks, what name shall he proclaim to the children of Israel? Because they, Moses thinks that they would not believe that the Elohei of the Ibrahim, right? Ibrahim of the Hebrews has come and met with us. So what name? What name? So there the Shem. Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, of the name. There the name is very important. There the name is very important. So within the Midrash note, and that's a very important note because in the note commentary, some of the ancient notes that have been compiled and retranslated and commented on, it uses the I am that I am and tell them the I am have sent me. The I am. Ehye Shilachani. Shilachani has sent me. Ehye Shilachani. Now, Ehye is in that first person sense, explaining who he be to Moshe. I be who I be. I be who I become. I be who I manifest to be. So now the key, scripturally speaking, is what we find, especially in the Psalms, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Wuhu Haya, Wuhu Ahoe, Wuhu Yihyeh. So therefore the threefold sense of the Yod Hey Wehe, which is one sense of he who be who he be. He who Yahaya, right? Yahawa, as some will say, Yahawa. He who was Yahweh. He who be, he who is present, he who is present. So Yahweh is he who is present, he who is being, and Yahweh, he who will become. So we have the threefold sense. Haya, Hoe, Yihyeh. Yihyeh or Yihyeh? Yihyeh. Haya, Yahawa. We have Hoe, Yehoe, Yahweh, Yehoeh. Yahweh, he who will be, Yihyeh. Now that's the key right there. Now what's interesting is that within the verse from Shemot, from Exodus, he says, I am that I am, Ehyeh, Ehyeh, Hasher, Ehyeh. And he says, say to them, Ehyeh, Shilachani, Ehyeh, Shilachani, that Ehyeh has sent me. You see, so there's more than one or two vowels within the Hebrew. Right? Now, of course, the Hebrew, in its basic sense, it's just the continental of it, because the people understood the vowel, the pointing of it. It's like writing shorthand. To the degree the Hebrew that we have Masoretically is shorthand. Thus, the need for the pointing, the voweling. Now, is all of the voweling in every place undisputed? No. There's certain places where the voweling is disputed, or in certain areas where through an alternative pointing, another sense of revelation even can be brought out. So here's where the Kare and the Katib. The Kare and the Katib. This is speaking of the Kare and the Katib. This is a little additional reason here, especially for the Talmudim, for disciples, Dekam as Amorit, for those who truly are seeking. Hopefully they can find within this that which they need and will bless their understanding, their understanding, and their overstanding. So here in the third verse where it reads, the plow was plowed. The plow was plowed up on my back. They made long their furrows. So does the word or the term le ma'inotam, is it ma'inotam? Le ma'initam. Now the ketiv, what is written, is le ma'inotam. Now le ma'inotam brings out the sense that we have in the translations generally as their furrows. But then we have the kere, what is said, ma'initam. Now see, it's the ma'initam and the kere that we should pay attention to, because already the translators generally in the translations, KJV, will generally translate the kati, generally speaking, right? Unless they check with the Septuagint, because the Septuagint is important, because the Septuagint, which was translated from even an older form of the Hebrew, we have in many cases the more accurate bringing out of the Kare Katib, where we can see, okay, though it is written, Katab, it's written like that, it should be said like this. For example, we have the N-word, right? If we say the N-word as nigger, it seems to be a pejorative. Nigger is a pejorative. But by many who say nigga, now notice, nigga is said to be said in, it can be a pejorative sense as well, but generally it's an affectionate sense by this people who have suffered in the very same sense as we have the sufferers within Mizmor Kof Kaf 8. It's a sufferer's plea. So here is a interesting Kare Katib. So even in the Kare Ki, Hebraic Li, we can see the identity of who we be as the once lost, now found, black and brown sheeple, the people of the Bait Yisrael, that Kare Kati. Nigger, nigger, nigga, nigga. Right? A little slight difference in pointing right there. Right? Even in other words, we use this as just a main, you know, a main, it's a red flag example, but we use it as a main red flag example. Gets one's attention. You want to understand, right? The difference between nigger and nigga, right? Nigger is like, oh, you a racist. Nigga is like, well, what you mean? You know, we have to feel out the spirit. Notice that right there. When the word nigga, nigga, like being said like that, the first thing we check for, those who are able to check for it, is the spirit of it. And what spirit and what sort of breath did this person say it? Because in a certain sense of saying the word nigga, right, amongst those who receive such, it can be taken in a commentary. That's my nigga. Yo, that's my nigga, 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 right? Now, if I say, well, that's my nigger, it's like I'm saying that's my slave. If I say that's my nigga, I'm saying I could be saying that's my homie right there. You understand that particular nuance difference. So let's not bemuse ourselves that it's only in the English that we can make these differences and distinctions in how words are said. Right, that as we study the Hebraically, we also come across this same connection in the nuances, right, the nuances. And what's important is as Rav Shaul or Apostle Paul, I think it was Paul that said that, you know, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. See, Paul was familiar with that, right, being a Yehudi, being a Jew in that sense, and studying under Gamaliel, one of the ancient Rambam or of the Rabim of the scholars of Torah, right? So here's where we get even a connection with even the Midrash on the Tehillim, the study of the Psalms, because many of the Midrashes are very old. Now, there's latter-day commentaries of rabbis who are not necessarily of our people, right? Speaking of ethnic Yisrael, but many of the ancient commentaries are of our people, right? Are of our people, and there is that connectivity right there. Let's not forget that Rabbeinu, Yeshua is our rabbi, because it was the Talmudim, the disciples, that were first called Meshachim, Meshachim, I think it's pointing as Meshachim, or Messiahites, those are the Messiahs. In the common language, or the language of the, you say the Greeks and the popular, like English is popular today, well, Greek was popular then. So you have many Hebrews, but then if you ask them concerning Hebrew, many of them say, well, they really don't know Hebrew like they would like to know it and like they probably should know it for who they say they be. This is why this is an important study for us in the LOJ society, right, for the disciples of Talmudim. So once again, right here to this particular point, because this needs to be kind of brought out right here, right? So what's the translation of this? The general translation is the plow was plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Now, I think it was the KND, Kyle and DeLeach, that said this right here. Elsewhere, it has been said that the enemies have driven over Israel, have driven over Yisrael. And we have this here in Psalm 66. Is it 66? 66 at verse 12. Hirkavta enosh li roshenu banu ba'esh. Uba mayim, uba mayim, wa tozi einu, la revaya, la revaya, modern Hebrew, la revaya, or in the ancient Hebrew, la revaya, la revaya, la revaya. So the translation, KJV, is, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but thou, the I, broughtest us, I and I, out into a wealthy place. Hirkavtai no shale roshenu banu baesha ua bamayi watotsienu la rewaya. Right, so here we have this connection here, or have that the enemies have gone over its back, the enemies having gone over Yisrael, Israel's back. And we have this here in Isaiah 51 and 23, but I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, who have said to thy soul, thy psyche, thy, our collective feminine, as our soul, our psyche, bow down that we may go over, and thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. So we have here, v'samatiha b'yad mogayik asher Amru le nafshek, shechi we na evora. We na ebora. Wa ta si mi ka aret. Gewake, some say, or gewake, we kahut la obrim, la obrim, la obrim, right? So we have this sense right here, just in connection with today's song. This is what Kyle and the leech, we pointed to the leech, his commentaries and his Hebrew scholarly work. So here, on these verses here, verses 3 to 5, it says, elsewhere it is said that the enemies have driven over Israel in Psalm 66, verse 12, or have gone over its back in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 51, 23. Here, the customary figurative language, right, that we have in Job 4 and 8, bringing out Job 4 and 8 right here, where the English says, even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness, ratchetness, reap the same. Even as I have seen, they or them that plow iniquity, antiquity, and sow wickedness, ratchetness, reap the same. Kasha raiti chorshe aven, or chorshe aven, with zorai amal. Yikas ruhu, they reap the same. According to what I have seen, Kaasha Raiti, those or them that plow iniquity, Chorshe Awain, those who plow iniquity with Zor Amal and sow trouble. And they sow wickedness. They sow Amal. With Zorai Amal, Yikasruhu, they reap it. They will reap it. They will reap him. They'll reap it. So we have Chorshe Awain, Chorshe Awain in Job, Eob 4 and 8. And that's to be compared with Hosea 10 and 13 that reads, y'all, ye have plowed wickedness, ratchetness. Ye, y'all have reaped iniquity. Ye, y'all have eaten the fruit of lies because thou distrust in the way, in thy way, because thou distrust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. Seems like a commentary on these latter days and times. Here we have Chirashtem Resha Awalata, Avlata, Itzartem, Ikaltem, Pri, Kahash, Ki, Batachta, Bidarekeka, Biro, Giboreka, in the multitude of your Giboreka, the multitude Biro, Giboreka, in the multitude of your mighty men. So we have this verse as well, connected with today's psalm. Ye have plowed wickedness, ratchetness. Ye have reaped iniquity. Ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in your way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. So them trusting in their way, but not in Yahweh. Now this is extended to another figure of hostile dealing with today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf 8, with Psalm 129. This is extended to another figure of hostile dealing. Without compassion and without consideration, they ill-treated the stretched forth back of the people, of Jah people, even we, the once lost, now found black and brown people, who were held in subjection as though it were arable land. So here the analogy, the figure, the word picture is connecting the downpression of the people, of Jah people, right, with the land, the connection with the land, and without restraining their ferocity and setting a limit to their spoiling of the enslaved people, even we, the enslaved people. Now, this matches perfectly when we start to get into, well, what is the correct translation, and what is this kere, kati, right, between the le ma'inotam and le ma'initam, right? Is it their furrows, their acres, to say the acres, the arable land, ma'enotam, or is it ma'enitam? Is it really the ma'enitam? And what would be the bringing out of the ma'enitam, right? They made long, he'eriku le ma'enitam. They made long their downpressing, their depression, because taking it to the word ma'ana, right, to its root, the anna, it means to afflict. They made long their affliction. but in a wonderful turn of speech, right, with the le ma'enotam, which refers to like an acre. The only other place in the scripts, I think it's 1 Samuel 14:14, we have the same word, right? We have the ma'inna. The ma'inna is connected with a furrow. So ma'enotam would be furrows, the furrows, to really more correctly, the acres of land, because the word for furrow is tillin. This is why we go through this, because we say, well, they made long their furrows. We get the idea, but there's even a deeper idea that's being missed unless we study it. So without restraining their ferocity and setting a limit to their spoiling, to the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nations, right? White Anglo-Saxon Protestants, their spoiling of the enslaved black and brown Hebrew and Israelitish people, right? And country, speaking by extension to Africa and even east of the River Nile, they drew their furrow strip. They drew their furrow, like the furrows, those grooves, those gashes made in the ground. So we have ma'enitam, according to the kare, right? Ma'enotam, right? According to the kare, ma'enotam, right? So according to the kare, it's ma'enitam, what it said. According to what is written, it's ma'enotam, which brings out the ma'enotam. This here brings out the sense of furrows, to say the acres of arable land. Right? In other words, we can spoil this people just like new ground. From this people, we can, you know, once again, put our plow in this people, the lost sheeple of the Beit Yisrael, and we can get something out of it. We can use and spoil black and brown people. This is what it's saying here. But ma'inna does not signify the furrow. Ma'inna does not signify that. So when we refer to 1 Samuel 14:14, we can understand that in 1 Samuel 14:14, bringing this up right here, it says, 14:14, it says, and that first slaughter that Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, an half acre. The word acre, ma'inne, half ma'inne, a half ma'inne of land. Now italicized as which, right, a yoke of oxen might plow. But now the correct reading of the verse, and that first slaughter that Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, an half acre of land. A yoke. See, a yoke. If you're looking at this in 1 Samuel 14:14, in a good KJV Bible, it no doubt will say, which a yoke, and an italicization, of oxen might plow. Which of oxen might plow. But the word there is just a yoke, right? Watahi ha-maka, ha-maka, ha-rishona asher hika Yonatan v'nose kalayo ke esarim ish ke bachitzi, ke bachitzi, about a half ma'inna, a half acre, emed sade, emed sade. Now emed is a couple, a yoke, a pair. I like to say like a yoke of oxen, sade, right? Sade is a field. So more bringing it out, it would be to say according to half a ma'inna, half an acre, that oxen, like a half an acre of the field, half an acre of the field. So the connection here is definitely with the process of creating those furrows, but it's not literally a furrow. So here Kyle and DeLeach brings this out correctly, right? It's like even the Arab word is, they have ma'inat, a strip of arable land that the plowman takes in hand at one time, at both ends, of which consequently the plowing team, the tzemet, always comes to a stand, turns around, and plows a new furrow, begins to plow a new furrow. So that process of plowing the new furrow, right, the ma'inna, the acre, that section, right, of the sade, of the field, that he takes the tzemed, the pier of, or the yoke. When he says yoke, it's not a literal physical yoke, but it's speaking about tzemed, these being double, twinned, like oxen, right? So what happens is that the connection with even the Arabic term ma'inat, right, for ma'inne, a strip of arable land that the plowman takes in hand at one time. At both ends of that, consequently, the plow team, the tzemet, always comes to a stand, always comes to a stand to a particular point, turns around, and begins to plow a new furrow. So we have the word anna, also to bend. that sense of to bend, to turn, to bend, to turn. It is therefore they drew their furrow turning long, their turning long of the counterfeit so-called supremacy, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant so-called supremacy. Now, here we have in the Hebrew the dative of the object instead of the accusative with the he fell, right? As in some other verses in the PL and the Kal, we can get into that particular detail. Righteous is Yahweh, right? Jehovah, right? This is a universal and universal truth that has been verified in the present circumstances. He have cut asunder the cords of the ratchet, as we have in the next verse, cutting asunder, also comparing with Psalm 2 and 3. Here, however, it is suggested by the metaphor that we have in Psalm 129 here at the third verse, and we have in Job 39 and 10. In Job 39 and 10, it says, "Canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow, or will he harrow the valleys after thee?" Hetikshara, rain, bitelem. Do you know the word bitelem? In the furrows, bitelem. Evoto, im, ye sadeda, imakim, achreka, after you. Can you hold the wild ox in the furrow with his harness, or will he till the valleys after you? Can you hold the wild ox in the furrow with his harness? Hetik shara rain, bitelem. Evoto ima yisadeida imakim achreka. It's a question. Imakim achreka? Achreka? You know, asking question. Can you do this? KJV say, "Canst thou bind the unicorn, which is the rain, the wild ox, with his band in the furrow? Or will he harrow the valleys?" In other words, will he harrow, like to break the clods, to break up the grounds of the valley after thee. So here we have the connection right here, right? Anuk, right? With that they held Israel bound. This is how Israel is held bound. From that, that has just been experienced, Israel, the Sar El, the Prince of El, the Almighty, Yashar El, the upright of the Almighty. Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, derives the hope that all Sion's haters, all of Zion's haters, the haters of Sion, even the African Sion, Zion. Now this is a newly coined term, Zion's haters, for the enemies of the Haimanot, the living faith of Yisrael, the living faith, sometimes referred to as religion, but the living faith of Yisrael, they will be obliged to retreat with shame and confusion. So here, just bringing out this a little bit more, as we was going through, we said, okay, we should share this right here. There's two readings of it. One would be making their furrows long, right? Making their furrows long, le ma'enotam, and then we have the kere, le ma'enitam, making the ana, making the downpression long, because from the root, right, the H6031, which is the root of the H60. Right, the H60, what we have, no, it's the H4618, ma'inna, coming from the root, the H6031, anna. Anna is like to be occupied, to be busy with, but it also has a sense of to afflict, to oppress or to downpress, to humble, to be afflicted, to be bowed down, right, to be low. It's bringing out the sense, this will bring out the ideal sense of downpress. They made long their downpression. They're looking down on us, they're browbeating I and I, they're wasp supremacy over I and I, to depress, to beat down, to afflict, to debase. But this is taken in the dual sense connected with Al-Gabi, Harshu, Horshim, the plowers up on my back, I and I back, Al-Gabi, Harshu, Horshim, they have plowed upon my back, Heriku, Li Ma'inotam, Li Ma'initam. They made long their furrows in downpressing, made long their downpression of I and I, as with the land, the plantation, the land, how to make a slave is kind of can be brought in, right, as a point of reference to the moral of Mizmor Kof Kaf 8, a sufferer's a sufferer's plea, a sufferer's plea. The troublous time, some connect this with Nehemiah, Nehemiah, but these words here are connected with I and I time, even here, in the years after, right? We have 2020, the year after, 400 years, and here in the years after, while the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full.
Them 400 years. Them 400 years. 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 And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come, 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 afterward shall they come.
The people shall realize it's philosophy and philosophy and philosophy.
Psalm 129. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Mizmor kuf kaf tet shir ha-ma'alot. Rabbat tzeraruni min ne'urai yomarna Yisrael. Rabbat tzeraruni min ne'urai gam lo yachluli. Al gabbi harishu horishim he'erichu lema'anitam. Adonai tzaddik titzetz avot resha'im. Yevoshu ve'issogu ahor kol sone'e tzion. Yihyu kahatzir gagot she'kadmat shalaf yavesh. Shelo mille chapo kotzer ve'chitzno me'amer. Ve'lo ameru ha'overim birkat Adonai alechem. Berachnu etchem ve'shem Adonai. Thank you.
they gon' react. Scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant, and scared of the truth. We patient.
Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai.
In the KJV, King James Version, the Scofield Study Bible. Scofield Study Bible, highly, highly, highly recommended. So we're going to...
Oh, shalom, chavarim, shalom. Yes, I, Rastafari. Shalom, chavarim, shalom. So we're here at the sixth weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding. So let's grab our pens and our papers, sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E, using the KJV, King James Version, the Scofield Study Bible. Scofield Study Bible, highly, highly, highly recommended. So we're going to, this is a reminder to self as well as to the I themselves, you know, chaberim, fellow associates. When you say chaber is like to, it links with chevron. Hebron, and links with Hebrew too. It also links with society in the Ethiopic and the Royal Amharic. When we say machiber, 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 the word, some would say machiber, 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 soft H, but really it's machiber, machiber. So we have chaberim. Some say chaverim. We say chaberim. A chaber, ein chaber, ein fellow associate. Machiber tenya, machiber tenyoch, chebre, Hebrew. Chevron, Chevron, get that link right there just on that particular word sound in the Afro-Shemitic. And a very good word that was brought forward. Now, in the Mishnah, I and I call had dropped, actually, at a certain time, and that was already, we didn't have the backup for the backup, actually, at that particular time. So we could not actually come on the secondary line. You know, things and times being what things and times you know, have been, you know. So it was, I think, maybe about 20 minutes, a half hour or so before the end of the Mishnah, or the Mishnah service for the RFS number 5, or Chaye Sara. So now here we are in Toldot, or Tuladim. We say Tuladim Bamarinya, and the generation, or and the generation. But the Hebrew has Toldot, like Tuladoch Bamarinya. In the Amharic, that would be interpreted according to his interpretation, it would be to the doge. We'll see that as we get into Genesis, Numbers, Shemot. Now, we are in Genesis, and also as a recommendation for the Chaverim, for the associates. And we say associates, these are active disciples. When we say active disciples, especially in the yeshiva and in the studies. Right, active disciples, generally all of I and I, the chaberim, right, machaber tenyoch. It's almost like the aggregation, the congregation, the witnesses. You know, we're gonna get into those words right there. You know, because getting the true view, you know, getting that true view, getting the true perspective, getting the right sight. Remember, ber lahai roi, that's that well, the well of the vision. The well of the one who sees me, or in the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, Kufale. Now, I mentioned Jubilees because we are finding that this is like going into our fourth. So, in a sense, we're going into like our senior year, you know, as it were, for those who have been actively in the discipleship and the studies over the past Shanas, you know, or Shanim over the past 3 or 4 years. And now we're really beginning to see more of that, you know, the order of the cycle of years, like when in college, in many colleges, they have like 4 year, you know, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Rabboni, Yeshua, the Rabbi of Rabbis, I and I, Lord and Savior, he taught the disciples in the initiation, in the discipleship, as we have in the Gospels phase, for 3.5 years. And that is approximately what a kind of a collegiate education, those 4 years, or one will say, what they call the bachelor degree, the bachelor's, in that sense, degree, becoming a proper, you could say, groom or bride, ring the alarm, right? The proper groom or bride the proper groom or bride prior to that fuller fullness of the marriage of the Lamb. So, and looking at the order, and that verse from the prayer of Moshe, some of the Habarim, we have mentioned this before, and we're building up on this as well previously, but to share this with more generally here on the air as a testimony and testifying. What we have here in the generations is a testimony. You know, looking at this Torah portion, especially in the beginning of the Shavuah, in the beginning of this Shavuah regarding Toldot and Tulit. So we actually in the kind of some pre-production work. We like to bring this forth more as a vlog. But before we even just start recording and speaking and bringing forward a vlog, there's that preparation that goes on. First is really for us to know what we are talking about and to really study what we are talking about. So we put in the real work, even I and ourselves, and though we are in that position of a so-called like a substitute, you know, as Seth in the Hebrew Seth or Sate or Seth, he was that substitute for Abel, right? So as that brother, you know, that brother teacher, you know, that I'm a brother learning, and this is a wonderful thing, you know, to be able to share these things, to know these things, right, to grow in these things, and also to apply in myself as every other Chavar or every other Talmid, we're using the Hebrew terminology right now, Chavar of the Chavarim, my associate, and Talmid, disciple or student, in that sense, but in the sense of disciple, the Talmid, all right? So in going over some of the prima facie, the first facts, what we do, the first words, the Hebrew first words, what's the first words? Ele, weile, weile, toldot, weile, and these the generations of who? Yitzhak, right? These the generations of Isaac. Note that right there for the record. So in the prayer of Moshe, the Ish HaElohim, that's Psalm 90, the beginning of book 4, we have this verse, Psalm 90 and 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom, to chokmah, to sophia, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Teach to number our days that we may apply hearts to wisdom. Now we read it the second time without the italicized verses just to get the more in line with the Hebrew. We're looking at a targum here. Targum in the Hebrew, say, and a translation. We're looking at a targum, a translation. The KJV is a targum, right? It's an English targum, right? It's our NI standard targum. It has good structural integrity that becomes a first step for us as we study, to study with like the blue letter Bible or the word software or the Strong Concordance. But when we start to look at the Masoretic text, we start to look at the Hebrew text, and we start to clarify the context of the text. So some principles here, as we are paying even more attention, as we are growing, and we're beginning to see how learning to count or number, to cipher, to sefer, that word sefer, like sefirot, to number the days are so important. So it's that It's the calendar, the calendar. What is the day? And this is where, when it says that they shall seek to change laws in the prophecy of Daniel, shall seek to change laws. Oh, actually, it says times first before laws. Most people say laws and times. So you have to look out for that. The order is very important. Scripture says in Daniel, they shall seek the Antichrist spirit, the deceptive spirit, right? The prince of Mastema, and those spirits, along with the adversary, will seek to change what? Times. And laws, because time. So time becomes a very important factor for I and I. Thus, when we look at the so-called Gregorian, that's the standard time of this world system. The times of the Gentiles run according to the Gregorian, right? The kingdom of the King of Kings, Christ, runs according to the Julian, right? On the solar side of the counting, right? And the lunar or the Judaic. So when we say Judeo-Christian, right, Judeo-Christian, so one can understand that particular order and its application, that we may apply hearts to wisdom, to chokmah. So a very important word of groundation right here before we even get into the main part of the reasoning right here as we look at generations. Right, the Brit Chadasha, the Renewed Covenant, the New Testament speaks of regeneration.
But then we also have this testimony, both within the context of the scriptures and the word of truth, the testimony, as well as the testimony we see in reality of degeneration. So we have generation and degeneration. See, this is the consequences of that tree of da'at, that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And there's a lot of interesting ideas and philosophies. And we're learning and we're growing as well. And we're clarifying and sharpening, right, you know, highlighting, in getting enlightened, right, correcting. Some things we have to be corrected on as we study, because there's certain views, and we've touched on it with the Avraham, and they lie, and he lied to this one, and saying that is a wrong view. You have to clarify that view, and you have to back it up with some evidence, not just feelings and emotion, because feelings and emotion are good servants, but poor masters. You have to bring those, right, into obedience, like when David says to his soul, you know, oh, my soul, you know what I mean? You know, why are you, you know, why are you, trust in the Lord, why are you agitated, why are you troubled? You know, so we have to really, you know, be able to walk on the water, right, and not be distracted by, you know, every wind that blows, you know what I mean? To really focus, right, to focus on that which is true and really to test our learning, to test what we are learning, right? But the principles, the first principles of the oracles, of the Dibrei Elohim, are fundamental. They are essential, right? And just in pointing to the scriptures, I think it's important for us to note, and I'm seeking to note for self and for others how this process, this way, this truth and this life and discipleship and the sabbatical studies and the study of the Torah portions, right? In other words, studying of the whole script, but in Shavuah by Shavuah, giving that time to really reflect on the word, is such a baraka, a blessing. I, you know, thank Abba Father, the Shem Yeshua, you know, and for those who, according to the testimony, you know, according to the evidence, we attribute this, the sabbatical studies, in the way that we do the core of that, to the time of the returned exiles from the Babylonian captivity during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. Or Esdras, also there's the apocryphal books of Esdras, very, very, very essential and very important, the apocryphal books of Esdras, the same Ezra that we have in the canonical scriptures, you know, the so-called 66 books, you know, of the Bible. We're also looking at those 15 books and also the Gnostic, or the Judeo-Christian Gnostic works. I want you to go over this. We look at the other ones too, but we have to discern and have that right discrimination, because there's a lot of Gnostic scripture that they stick Gnostic on, but we will have to look at the content, right, and the context of the meaning. Right, so there's some updates for, you know, I and I co-laborers that we would like to touch on, as well as some Bobby Hammond. I know, I don't know, like, if ones are familiar, and it all depends on where, how you are pre-prepared, you know what I mean? You know, how you are pre-prepared. Growth and growing in grace is so very important. And here in the collective assembly, in the Church of the Firstborn, the general assembly here, I, Ross, Iadinos Ras Iodonis Tafari, you know, Rastafari Rebbe, you know, as a brother teacher, have to really testify that I give thanks. You know, I really give thanks to not just you know, like this is used to be a commercial or something on TV or whatnot. It was like one is not just I think it's from the hair company. You remember that hair company says, you know, we're not just a, you know, like not they say the owner, but we're not just the, you know, we are also a, we don't just teach it, but we also benefit from the teaching and from the order. In other words, we don't only just teach or share the teaching, you know, with others and can be a light for others, but we are gaining good light from applying ourselves to this study. And the testimony of it, you know, is thus, you know, the testimony that we bring forward, the teaching that we bring forward, the clarities that are, you know, the explaining, the correcting, explaining, the deepening, highlighting, enlightening in the word, and also that application of the word, that walking out of the word, how the word also reflects upon us as we reflect upon it, right, and as we also live out the word, walk out the word. But first thing, we have to learn the will of the Father before we can act out the will of the Father. So just to give thanks and praise, brothers and sisters, and really, really for those who have been studying with us, you know, and those who may have just come forward at this present time, please continue. This is really for those who have come forward and for those to come to encourage them. You know, I find it just so important for me to say, this works. You know what I mean? This really works if you work it. You see, but it's that discipline at first. Because, you know, I must admit, even myself, you know, when I get a little excited, I'm like, oh, very excited to do it. But it's that consistency in season and out of season, all right? You know, more or less, but still to be on it, right? To still keep it on, you know? Maybe it's not revving at the highest, but still keep it on. If it goes off, turn it on again. You know, if I go out, relight it. Reignite the lights. And see, looking forward for Hanukkah. Hanukkah is coming forward. And Hanukkah is so very important in the connection of Enoch. Hanuk. You see, Hanuk. And Hanuk means the initiation, the starting, the beginning, in the sense of the beginning in the teaching, right? The beginning in the teaching of truth, almost what Enoch represents. He was initiated into the knowledge or the gnosis. Right, this higher gnosis and prophecies from such a time all the way through to the so-called end of times. See what I'm saying? So we have Hanukkah as well coming up, you know, as we're getting more into these winter moons or these winter months, which is out of the holy season. Remember the first seven. The first seven moons are like, you know, the first seven moons are like the first 7 months where we have the seven mo'adim, right, the appointed days, the appointed times of Yahuwah Eloheinu, of He who be, who He be, our Almighty Power, B'Shem Yeshua. We have like a week, in a sense. Like I said, a week, the 7 months, you know, the seven, look at the seven. Now we are kind of outside of that, right, which is a time of the Midrash, or the Midrash. It often goes the Midrash, something Midrash, the Midrash, right? This kind of almost like a middle time before we begin. Right, the mid time for the Ras, you know, for the heart and the mind, the head, right, outside of the high holy season, but we still have the sabbatical, right. So we kind of shift in a sense in this season into another gear for the next 5 to 6 months or moons, right. But it's also a time of preparation, in the ideal sense of discipleship, or we could say college or education or school, the school of His Majesty, the mystery school of His Majesty's Christ. This would be the time that we would be beginning off that aspect of the education. So we first begin off those basic instruction that will lead forward into an actual application, especially when the beginning of moons begin, and that is Abib, what's known as Abib. Some say Aviv, like you might have heard Tel Aviv. Aviv, A-V-I-V, is the Khazarian or the Ashkenazi way of saying Abib, right? And then Ethiopically, we say Abebe, right? And then we say Addis Abeba. Abeba, which is flower. Abebe means to flower. See, Abebe is the verb. Abeba is the noun. That's the flower. So Hadis, Hadasha, Hadis. So you see how the Afro-Shemitic is one and the same. And I don't know at what point we were speaking on the Aramaic and the linguistics and the language on the ear, and it just went off right here. I was seeking to get a word to my fellow Chaberim and see if we could get that audio, like right before, like when I begin to speak, and it went off. I don't know whether it's a short clip or it's a long clip, if that part can be uploaded. I'd like to hear that again. I didn't get a chance just yet to listen to the rebroadcast, you know, because, you know, we took that time even after the broadcast to speak to some of the brothers and the brother in them know, and then we went into our kind of reset, almost like that 11-11, you know, that resetting time, you know, as we are beginning off a new Shabuah, 7. The Shabuah is the 7 days, what's called the week. But Rastafari say it's the strong, because be strong, right, in Adonai, and in the power of His might, and that's the word. Right? That's the spirit of truth in the word. So we get into the word. We continue within our Torah portion of reading and feeding. And especially when we look at the full of four, we have the Torah readings, the prophets reading, but we also have the Brit Chadasha, right? The New Testament reading, New Covenant reading, because the foundation of the New Testament, the New Covenant reading, of course, is Torah, is the Old Testament, what's called the Old Testament. Some people say, oh, they don't deal with the Old Testament. If you take the Old Testament out of the New Testament, you will not have anything. You have to over this. It's very important. So we seek to get a foundation. See, when we get that foundation, then we start to look at what is renewed, B'Shem Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua, right? What is renewed, we can see the right context, right? The right context, you know, when we're speaking about the true church, right? Because there is a difference between, right, the temple of God or the tabernacle, the altar, and those that worship therein, and the outer court. right? The outer court, as we have in, I think, Revelation chapter 11. You know, but we'll touch on that as well as we move forward right here. But we're speaking on generations, right? A few words here on generations. Wele todot. And these are the generations of Yitzhak. These are the generations of Yitzhak. So beginning off here, there's a couple of words of highlight that we'd like to highlight. But just for the record right now, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, we recommend the one that we reprint and publish, which is the R.H. Charles. And we'll tell the Habarim, the disciple, the fellow associates and disciples why. I mean, there's probably other ones that might have translated or reprinted folks, and someone say, I like this copy, I like that one, and this one print out. Great. But for the disciples, for us as disciples, right, and for us in this study, it's like a school. This is the way we're going to present it, and hopefully ones can receive that, right, because it would be very important as this is not something that we are. This teaching is not our teaching. Like, we are teaching, like we're making it. So people think that often, foolishly, because they haven't become acquainted with the spirit of truth. When you become acquainted with the spirit of truth, then you know, those with the real spirit of truth recognize those with the real spirit of truth, right? But we have found over time, this to be what we recommend to be upstanding and stand worthy, you know, praiseworthy, but upstanding, you know, documentation, you know, relevant points of reference that actually the more we begin to grow, we begin to see a chant. No wonder the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees was preserved by the children of the Ethiopians. No wonder the Ethiopic Book of Enoch was reserved by those righteous children of the Ethiopians. No wonder Amos 9 and 7 says, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? So we're going to look at some areas of the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, which is also known as Little Genesis, because here we're going to get a very much clarity on the narrative here in the RSS number 6, Toldot, and also the previous, the fifth RSS, Chaye Sarah, right, and also what continues as we go forward. I think it's very, very important for us to see how the harmonization, in other words, the harmonization of these documents, because at first glance, it might seem a little confusing. You know, one might say, oh, whoa, what's going on there, even when we're looking at some areas of the narrative. Right? Because we have to really recognize, you know, how all things work together for the good of those who love Elohim and who are called according to his purpose, his thought. Aho, amen. More to come. Brothers and sisters, stay tuned. Shalom, Habarim. Shalom, brothers and sisters. May Yeshua Shem. Ah, Beshem Yeshua. Name of Yeshua. Name of Yeshua. Name of Amen. 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 Name of Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. So here at the sixth weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, Anai sabbatical manna for this Shabbat strong. We have generations, or can be brought out as family history. In the Hebrew, toldot, in the royal Amharic of the King of Kings, metzah kedus, tuladim, full of the phraseology, tuladim, and generation, yihno. This is it. This is. So here we have the Torah reading from Genesis chapter 25, focus verse 19, to chapter 28, verse 9. The first of the three, the Trinity, or the three parts of the reading here for this sabbatical study from the Torah, Genesis or Bereshis, Genesis, Orit Zefitret, Genesis, Orit Zelidet, Genesis, chapter 25, verse 19, to chapter 28, verse 9. Then the second of the three reading, the Haftarah, often referred to as the Haftarah, or the prophet's reading, we have Malachi. Malachi chapter 1, from verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 7, for the Haftarah, the prophet's reading. Then thirdly, but not leastly, is the Brit Chadasha, the Adis Kidan, the new covenant reading, often referred to as New Testament reading. We have the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 9, focus verses, verses 1 to 31. 1 to 31. So just a brief overview right here. Let's go over a brief overview before we get ready to ride up right here for this sixth sabbatical study. The sixth one here in the order. And overall, there are about 50, what was it, 54? Yeah, 54, but right here in the season and the time. So, okay, the portion outline, just a kind of an overview, you know, overview of what we have right here before us. We have Shabbat Toldot, Sabbath generations, all right, Sabbath generations. So we have generation, let's put it like that, generation. Genesis chapter 25, round about verse 19, the birth. Right, and the youth, and the youth, right, the birth and the younger, for the younger years, right, of Esau, of Esau, right, Esau and Yaakov. In verse 29 of Genesis chapter 25, Esau, or Esau, he sells his birthright. Let's emphasize that word right there. He sells his birthright. Genesis chapter 26, verse 1, we have Yitzhak, we have Isaac and Abimelech. And it's interesting, just to make a little note right here, there's a principle that, you know, the deeds and what occurred to, like, the fathers, the previous generation, are like signs for the children. So we have very interesting link to the events in Yitzhak's life that are quite similar to the events and even the places in his father Abraham's sojourn in the land. And this chapter here kind of connects with that part of the narrative. Genesis chapter 26, verse 1, Isaac, Yitzhak, and Abimelech. In verse 34 of chapter 26 of Genesis, we have Esau, or Esau's, his Hittite wives. He marries, you know, he gets married, he has Hittite wives. The Hittites are one of the, you could say, sub-tribes or subsets under Canaan, so we could say they are Canaanites. So he married Canaanite woman, or more specifically, Hittite wives. In Genesis chapter 27, next chapter, 27, verse 1, Yitzhak, Isaac, right, blesses Yaakov, blesses Jacob. In Genesis chapter, well, let's pause here. This is also a point that's not often really emphasized, that yes, there's the whole thing concerning, you know, what Jacob did, what his mother Rivka advised him to do concerning the blessing, the baraka, right, that goes along with the bekor. The bekor is the birthright. What most don't recognize within the culture, you know, the ancient culture, is that the birthright, so if you're the firstborn, then there's a specific blessing for that. But if you sell your firstborn status, you are not worthy of that because it doesn't belong to you anymore because you sold it. People don't understand that aspect, you know, and basically Esau was like the liar and prevaricator in this situation. But I noticed that many people, even many Christians, you know, seem to take Esau's side. It's just something. But then this world is like Esau's world, so to speak. You know, this present one in the world to come is Jacob's. I'm referring right there to second, you know, to Esdras, you know, the book of Esdras. But let's go forward from chapter 27, right after that whole, you know, some say deception or cover up, you know, and Jacob, you know, getting the blessing, saying that he is, you know, his brother because of what had occurred. Remember the birthright, you know, with if he was born second, then the second baraka is yours. If he was born first, but if you sell your first status, could you really receive properly if these two things go together? So what we get to find is that even after that blessing that some might say was via some deception, in chapter 27, after that, Yitzhak, the patriarch, Avinu Yitzhak, he blesses Yaakov again. So we have to really examine these particular blessings. Isaac says to Esau that his soul will like to bless him. But then we get the blessing in chapter 27, which is now the more fuller blessing, that patriarchal blessing, because there he invokes, you know, the particular Shems or the Hashem, the particular names, revelation names of Yahuwah. Basically, Isaac gets blessed, we can say twice. We read into it perhaps three times. So after the deception incident, right, then when Isaac obviously finds out what happens, he blesses him again. Just to point that out. People often don't touch on that part right there. You know, could we say that Isaac was legally blind, Torah blind in a sense, concerning his love for Esau because of the venison, you know, the spoil of Esau's hunting. You know, the more natural side of the patriarch Yitzhak, right? Then we get the blessing, the more spiritual side of it in Genesis chapter 27, verse 1. Yitzhak blesses Yaakov, in parentheses we can put again. Genesis chapter 27, verse 30, Esau's lost baraka, his lost baraka, baraka, or bracha, bracha, his lost blessing. In chapter 27, same chapter at verse 41, Jacob escapes. He has to run away. He escapes Esau's murderous fury. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 6, right, and this is also very important in the narrative, that we have Esau now marrying another woman, right? He marries Ishmael's daughter. And see, this has a lot to do with what was said between the father and the mother and father, Yitzhak and Rivka. When Rebecca said, you know, like, if Jacob does like Esau and marries his Canaanite woman, what would my life be? What would the blessing be? What would all this be for? If Jacob does the same thing that his elder brother Esau does. And Esau overhears this. So he probably thinks like, oh, man, maybe this is why, you know, I didn't get, you know, the baraka. Maybe this is why all this is going on. So maybe it's because I didn't marry the right kind of woman. So it's interesting that in Genesis chapter 28, verse 6, Esau seems to, you know, learn something, and he does something that is an important part of the inner part of the narrative that most ones and ones sometimes miss over, and they find themselves like championing Esau and putting down Jacob and even the matriarch Rebecca, right? It's interesting. It's almost a kind of a Christian or even Judaic. Some Jews even, you know, kind of put down Rebecca. And it's kind of interesting because would that be a kind of like Judeo-Christian sexism? Why now this matriarch is wrong? Question. Now, the portion outline concerning the prophets, after all, it's Yahuwah who revealed to her, Rivka, you know, concerning the two children. So she had the onus of that responsibility, right, to walk and to act according to the baraka that Yahuwah himself revealed when the two were struggling in her womb, in her matrix. In Malachi chapter 1, verse 1, we get the basic general introduction. Malachi chapter 1, verse 2, Yisrael, or Jacob, Yaakov preferred to Esau, right? From the divine perspective, from Yahuwah, from not just the human view, right? But from the heavenly view, we find that Jacob is preferred to Esau, therefore Yisrael preferred to Edom, right? And also some of the reasoning from Malachi, from my angel, what the name means, my messenger. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6, we get the corruption of the kahuna, of the Israelite kahuna or the Israelite priesthood. So we have a portion commentary coming forward. Let's note also how Isaac prays for Rivka, for Rebecca. One of the thoughts here for the Shabuah concerning this sixth sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong is the theme of the prayers, right? The prayers of the righteous. The ancient teaching says, ask the question, why were our ancestors barren? Why were some of the ancestors seemingly barren? or there was some difficulty, it seems, in bringing forth children. Therefore, why were our ancestors barren? Or more specifically, why does it seem like some of the matriarchs, but we don't know like whether it was the matriarch or the patriarch. You remember Isaac, he prayed, you know, and her womb was open, but it could have been, you know, it takes two. So we just asked the question, why were our ancestors barren? Because the answer from the ancient sages, because HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, the blessed be he, longs to hear the prayers of the Tzadikim. So there's a question and the answer about this Torah portion. Why does it seem like, okay, we have Rebecca, right? She didn't produce children until Isaac prayed, right? And Yahuwah, you know, he entreated and he opened up things and boom, the twins came forward. But then we have Sarah as well. So why does it seem as though the ancestors were barren? And the answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he longs, he desires to hear the prayers of the righteous based on that principle that Rovein or Yeshua, you know, ask, you know, and it shall be given. A little further commentary right here is that Isaac prayed to Yahuwah on behalf of his wife, Ishto, his Eshet or Set, because she was barren, it says in Genesis chapter 25, verse 21. And Yahuwah and Jehovah answered him, and Ribka, Ishto, his Isha, his woman, his wife, she conceived. She conceived the seed. And this here brings us here to this story. Generation.
The generation, gap.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
So right here we have the Shabbat Torah, the Aliyot, the readings coming forth, the Baraka, the Berkot, the blessings, some of the precepts read, you know, also linking with the blessing over the chalice or the wine right here, the blessing before the reading of the Torah, reading and feeding right here. Shema Yisrael, here for this sabbatical study.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Echad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, he who be, we be our Elohim. He who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Achad hu Eloheinu gadol, Adoneinu kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy kadosh, kadosh is his name, kadosh, holy. And dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawah iti hua ne romimah shemo. Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be, with me. Gadlu layawah iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together. Ua ne romema shemo yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu, is holy. Ki kadosh Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy. And Isla, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He has created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, Aina Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amo Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amo, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amo, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, Blessed be Adonai Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, aggregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be who he be, Notein ha'Torah, who givest the Torah, who giveth Torah law, 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 giveth Torah
law. Reggae fire, yeah. Russia, it's time for Israel to praise their king.
Blessings of the Torah before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach Leolam Vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh Notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Giver of the Torah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion.
we're following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereishis, Genesis chapter 25. Here at verse 19, the generations of Yitzhak. Here. Shema Yisrael. Simi, Ethiopia, hoy, Simi. Here. Shabbat Toldot. Here the Rishon, the first Aliyah, first reading, the first up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Toldot. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereishis, Genesis chapter 25, here at verse 19, the generations of Yitzhak. Here, Shema Yisrael. With Eile Toldota Yitzhak ben Abraham. Abraham Holid et Yitzhak. And these are the generations Toldot. And these are the generations with Eile Toldota Yitzhak. And these, the generations of Isaac, of Yitzhak, ben Abraham, son of Abraham, Abraham's son. Abraham holid et Yitzhak, Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac, Yitzhak, was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, to Isha, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban, the Syrian. And Yitzhak entreated Yahweh, Jehovah, for Ishto, for his wife, because she was barren. And Yahweh and Jehovah, he who be, was entreated of him. And Rebekah, Ishto, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus, like this? And she went to inquire of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and Yahuwah and Jehovah said to her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And Yod-Heh, Wah-Heh, and he who be, who he be, said to her, why Yomari Hoa Laha, two nations are in thy womb, Shine Goyim, Bitaneich, and two people shall be separated from thy bowels. Ushnea leu mima mia mea ayich ye pa redu. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. Ul oma mil oma ye emat. And the elder shall serve the younger. With rabba ya it morda. Ir. The birth of Esau and Yaakov. Verse 24. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over, like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau, and they called his name Esau. With Yetzeh ha-rishon admoni kulo k'ademet se'ar wa'ika re'u shemo Esau. And the first came out red, and the first came out admoni Ha-Rishon Adamoni. Y-E-T-E-Y-A Ha-Rishon Adamoni. Kulo. K-Adaret. K-Adaret. All over. Like a hairy garment. Kulo. K-Adaret. Se-Ar. 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 And they called his name. Y-E-K-R-U Ashmo. Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name Shemo was called Yaakov. And Yitzhak and Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. With Achreya Kena Yatza Achiu with Yado or Chazet o Chazeta ba ikav Esau. And after that came forth his brother. We achrei kena yatsa achiua. And his hand we yado. And his hand had hold on Esau's heel. We yado o Chazeta ba ikav Esau. And his name was called Jacob, and his name was called Yaakov. Wayikara Shemo Yaakov. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bore them. The sale of the birthright, verse 27. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Yaakov and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. Why are you good to lu? And they grew ha ne arim. Why are you good to lu? And they grew ha ne arim. And the boys grew. Why are he I saw a isha yo de a saeed. Aid, and Esau was a cunning hunter, was a man that was a cunning hunter, a man of the fields, Ish Sadeh, a man of the fields, and Jacob, Yaakov, with Yaakov, Ish Tam, and Jacob was a quiet man, with Yaakov, Ish Tam, and Jacob was a perfect man, a quiet man, Yoshev, or Halim, dwelling in tents. And Yitzhak and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebecca loved Jacob. And Jacob saw pottage. And Esau came from the field. And he was faint. And Esau said to Yaakov, feed me, I pray thee, I, with that same red pottage. For I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. Therefore was his name called Edom. Edom. Vayomer Esau illa Yaakov. Halla iyateini na min ha Adom. Ha Adom. And Esau said to Yaakov, to Jacob, Vayomer Esau illa Yaakov. Let me swallow, I pray that I, some of this red pottage, for I am faint. Why yomer Esau el Yaakov, hala iyateini na min ha adom ha adom hazeh ki ayef anoki al kena karo shemo edom. Therefore was his name called Edom. Then Yaakov and Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Why yomer Yaakov, mikra kayom et bikorateka li. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Why yomer Yaakov, mikra, Nikara, Nikara. And Jacob said, sell me first thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall the birthright do to me? And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do? Shall this birthright do to me? Why yomer Esau? Hine anoki holek. La mut with Lamazalia Bikora. And Yaakov and Jacob said, swear to me, swear to I this day. And he swore to him. And he sold his birthright. And he sold his birthright to him. Why Yomer Yaakov? He is Shava'a. He Shava'a li Kayom. Why Yishava? Why Yishava Lau? Why yima kor eta bekorato li Yaakov? And Jacob said, swear to me first. And Jacob said, swear to me first. Why Yaakov? And Jacob, slika. Why yomer Yaakov? And saying, Yaakov, he shava'a li, swear to me first, kayom, this day, why yishava, and he swore to him, why yishava, lau, why yimakor eta bikorato li Yaakov. And Jacob and Yaakov, why Yaakov and Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. So Esau, and like this, Esau despised ha-bekorah, despised the birthright, despised his birthright. Hear, Shema'a Yisrael, hear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 26, the Abrahamic covenant confirmed to Yitzhak, to Isaac. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Yitzhak went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, to Gerar. And Yahuwah and Jehovah appeared to him and said, go not down into Mitzrayim. Go not down into Egypt, Mitzrayim, into Kemet. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee, the eye of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, the eye, and will bless thee, the eye. For to thee, the eye, and to thy seed, Zarekah, thy race, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear to Abraham, Abikah, Abraham thy father, and I will make Zarekah, that I see that I race to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give to Zarekah, that I see that I race all these countries, and in Zarekah, and in I see that I race shall all the nations of the earth, of the earthly plain be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And hear, Shema Yisrael, here for the Sheni, here for the second Aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering here for this Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generations. The lapse of Yitzhak, the lapse of Isaac. Why Yeshiva Yitzhaka be Gerar. And Isaac dwelt. Why Yeshiva Yitzhak in Gerar? Be Gerar. In Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of Eshato, asked him of his wife, of his woman. And he said, she is Achoti, Hite, she is my sister. For he feared to say, she is Ishati. He feared to say that she is my wife. Esheti, Oseti, she is my Isha, my woman. Less, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebecca, because she was fair, eitevel, beautiful. She was a beauty to look upon. And it came to pass when he had been there a long time that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Yitzhak, Isaac, was sporting with Rebecca, Ishto, Oseto, Isaac was sporting. And behold, Isaac, Yitzhak, was sporting with Rebecca, Esheto, his Isha, his wife. And Abimelech called Yitzhak Isaac and said, behold, of a surety, she is Ishteka. She is the Isha, Oseteka, the wife, the Isha. And how, saidest thou, she, Ahoti, she, Hite, she is my sister. And Yitzhak and Isaac said to him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this thou hast done to us, to I and I? One of the people might lightly have lying with Ishteka, Osteka, with the Aisha, with the wife. And thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us, upon I and I. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that toucheth this man, or Ishto, or Esheto, or Seto, or his Isha, or his wife, shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And Yahuwah and Jehovah, Yod Hey Weh Hey, he who be, we be, blessed, 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 blessed,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear and hear, O Yisrael. Simi, Ethiopia hoy, Simi, ye, Jerusalem, Zinbi, hear. Hear for the Shalishi, hear for the third Aliyah, third reading, third up offering, hear for this Shabbat Toldot, Sabbath generations, send that to Ledim. Sabbath and the generation. Here for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third reading, third up offering here. Picking up with the first book of Moshe, give ear. Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 26. Here at verse 13, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third reading. Why are ye gedal ha'ish? Why are ye lech ha'lok? With Gadel Adakia Gadel Meod, and the man waxed great, and the man waxed great. Vayayi Gadal Haish, and grew more, and went forward, and the man waxed great and went forward. Vayayi Gadal Haish, Vayayelech Halok. And grew until he became very great, and grew more and more until he became very great. With Gadel Adakia Gadel Meod. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, Abiel, his father, his Ab. The Philistines had stopped them. and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Yitzhak, go from us, go from I and I, for thou, for the I, male, art much mightier than we, are much mightier than I and I. Yitzhak, Isaac, the well digger. Verse 17, and Yitzhak and Isaac departed thence from there, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Yitzhak and Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham, Abiyol, his father, his Ab. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father, Abiyol, his father, had called them. And Yitzhak and Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Yitzhak, Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well, Esek. Esek. And he called the name of the well Esek because they strove with him. Kia hita aseko imo, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. He called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence, from there, and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now, Yahuwah, Jehovah, has made room for us, for I and I. And we and I and I shall be fruitful in the land. Vayikra Shemaha Rehoboth, Vayomer Kia Atta, Hirchib Yahuwah Lanu. U farino ba aret, and we shall be fruitful in the land. He called the name of it Rehoboth, and he said, for now, Yahuwah hath made room for us. Why yomer ki ata hirchibi Yahuwah. Hirchibi Yahuwah Lanu. Jehovah has made room for us. Hirchib Yahuwah Lanu. Uafarinu Ba'aret. And we shall be fruitful in the land. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here for the Rabbi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the Rabbi'i Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generations, Senbet Toledim, Sabbath and the generation. Here picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 26, here at verse 23, for the Rabbi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering up. Vaya Allah Mishama Be'er Shava. And he went up. And he went up. And he aliyed. And he went up. Vaya Allah Misham. And he went up from thence, from there. Vaya Allah Misham Be'er Shava. To Beersheba, Beersheba, to Be'er Shava. And Yahuwah and Jehovah, Wayerai Layo, Yahuwah Balaila. Elohahu. And Jehovah appeared to him the same night and said, and Jehovah appeared to him the same night and said, Vayomera Anoki Elohe Avraham Abiyik Avyich, I am the Elohim of thy father Abraham. I'm the Elohim of Abraham, thy father. Vayomer Anoki Elohe Avraham Abich Abicha Abika Abika. Fear not, al tira, fear not, for I am with thee. Al tira, ki, itika, itika, I am with the eye, male, I am with the eye, and will bless the eye. And multiply thy seed for my servant, for Abraham's sake, for my servant Abraham. Vayomer Anoki Elohe Abraham Abika Altira Kia Itika Anoki Ua Be Arakatika Wehira Be Tia Eta Zarkeka Ba Ebura Abraham Abdi. And he builded an altar there and called upon the name, the Hashem, the Shemi Yehovah, the name of Jehovah, and pitched his tent there. And there Yitzhak, Isaac's servants, digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerara, and Ahuzat, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Yitzhak and Isaac said to them, Wherefore come y'all to me? Wherefore come y'all to I, seeing y'all hate I, and have sent I away from you? And they said, We saw certainly that Yehovah, that Jehovah, that he who be, we be, was with thee, aye. And we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us. Make there be now an oath between I and I, betwixt us, I and I, even betwixt us, betwixt I and I, and the I. And let us, and make us make a covenant with the I, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, aye, and as we have done to thee nothing but good, and have sent thee, aye, away in peace. Thou, the aye, are now the blessed of Yehovah, of Jehovah, 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 Jehovah.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, give the promised land.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Hamishi, here for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, here for this Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generation, send that to Ledim. Here, picking up the first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereshith, here Genesis chapter 26, here at verse 30, for the Hamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, for this Shabbat Toledot. Vayasa lahem mishteh, vayayoklu, vayayishtu, and he made them a feast. Vayasa lahem mishteh, and they did eat. Vayoklu, and drink. Vayishtu, and they rose up betimes in the morning, and swore one to another. and Yitzhak sent them away, and they departed from him in peace, and they departed from him b'shalom. And it came to pass the same day that Yitzhak, Isaac's servants, came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said to him, "We have found water." And he called it Sheba, and he called it Sheba'a, Sheba'a, Sheba'a. He called it Sheba'a. Therefore, the name of the city is Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheba, to this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife to Isha, Judas, the daughter of Beri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, whom were a grief of mind to Yitzhak, to Isaac, and to Rebekah, and to Rebekah. And here, Shema Yisrael, here picking up first book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereishith, here Genesis chapter 27. The stolen blessing, what is called the stolen blessing. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said to him, "My son, Bani." And he said to him, Behold, here I. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said to him, Bini, my son, Vayomer Elayo, Hineni. And he said to him, "Behold, here am I." And he said, "Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take some venison, and make I savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul, nafshi, may bless thee, before I die." And Rebecca heard when Isaac spake to Esau, Baino, Benayo, spake to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebecca spake to Yaakov, her son, saying, "Behold, I heard thy father speak to Esau, thy brother, saying, Bring I venison, and make I savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee I, lifne Yahovah, before Jehovah, before my death. Now therefore, Bani, my son, my child, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and fetch I from thence, from there, two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth, and thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death." And Yaakov and Jacob said to Rebecca, Imo, his mother, Behold, Esau, Achi, Ish, Sa'ir. Behold, Esau, my brother, Ish, Sa'ir. Behold, my brother, a hairy man, and I, Anoki, and I, a smooth man, Ish, Halak. My father, peradventure, perhaps, will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver. Perhaps my father, peradventure, ulai, ye murshini abi, we hayayiti de ayanayoa,
Kima Ta'ita. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him a marker, a deceiver. With Heya Betia Alaya Kelala. With law braka, and I shall bring a curse upon me. With haya beti alai klala, and not a blessing, and no blessing. With law braka, and Imo, his mother, said to him, upon me, upon I be thy curse, Beni, my son. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me. And he went and fetched and brought them to Imo, his mother. And Imo, his mother, made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son, Esau, which were with her in Habait, in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Yaakov, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came to his father and said, Abi, Abi. And he said, Here I, who art thou, my son Beni? And Yaakov and Jacob said to his father, Esau, thy firstborn, I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, I sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me, that thy soul may bless I. And Yitzhak, Isaac, said to Benayo Beno, his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, Beni, my son? And he said, Ki ahikrai Yahuwa Eloheka lefanai. And he said, because Yahweh Jehovah Eloheka, the I Elohim, brought it to me. Because Yahweh Jehovah, Yahweh Eloheka, sent me good speed. Ki hikrai Yahweh Eloheka lefanai. And Yitzhak, Isaac, said to Yaakov, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, Beni, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau, or not. And Yaakov and Jacob went near to Yitzhak, his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Yaakov, is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he said, Vayomer, Hakol, Kol Yaakov, where Hayayadayim, Yidei Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, art thou the I, my very son Esau? And he said, Vayomer ani, I. And he said, bring it near to me, near to I, and I will eat of my son's venison, that nafshi, my soul, my psyche, may bless thee, I. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. The braka of Yaakov, the blessing of Jacob, verse 26. And his father Yitzhak, Isaac, said to him, come near now, and kiss me, and kiss I, Beni, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see, The smell of my son is as the smell of a field which Yahweh, which Jehovah, and hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheshi Aliyah here for this Shabbat Toledot here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 27, here at verse 28, for the Sheshi, for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth of offering, the sixth reading here for this Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generation, Senbet to Ledim, here picking up with Genesis chapter 27 at verse 28, the Sheshi Aliyah. With Yitain Aleka Ha Elohim Mital Hashemayim Ua Misha Mane Ha Aretza We Roba Dagana We Tirosh. Therefore, Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, give the eye of the dew of heaven. Yitain aleka, Ha Elohim, mital hashemayim, and the fatness of the earth, of the earthly plain. Ua mishamane haaretz, and plenty of corn and wine. With rova dagana, with tirosh. Let make people serve the eye, and nations bow down to the eye. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let and make thy mother's sons bow down to thee, the eye. Curse be everyone that curseth thee, eye, and blessed be he that blesseth thee, eye. And it came to pass, as soon as Yitzhak, Isaac, had made an end of blessing Yaakov, blessing Jacob, and Yaakov and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence, from the face of Yitzhak, Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it to his father and said to his father, let make my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul, thy psyche may bless me. And Yitzhak and Isaac, his father, said to him, who? Thou, I. And he said, I, thy son, thy firstborn Esau, thy firstborn Esau. And Yitzhak, Isaac, trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought me? And I have eaten of all before thou that I camest, and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed. Esau's unavailing remorse. See and compare the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 16 and 17 here, picking up with Genesis chapter 27, verse 34. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said to his father, bless me, bless I, even me, even I also, Abi, O my father. And he said, Achika, thy brother, came with subtlety and have taken away thy blessing, thy bracha. And he said, is not he rightly named Yaakov, Jacob? For he hath supplanted I these two times. He took away my birthright. And behold, now he hath taken away my bracha, my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a bracha, a blessing for me? And Yitzhak, Isaac, answered and said to Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord. I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now to thee, I, Beni, Beni, my son? And Esau said to his father, hast thou but one bracha, one blessing? Abi, Abi, my father, bless me, and me also, oh, Abi, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Yitzhak, Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of Shemaim, of the heavens from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve Achikah, thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou, thy, shall break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the bracha, the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father Abi are at hand. Then will I slay Achi, my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebecca. And she sent and called Yaakov, her younger son, and said to him, behold, Achikah, thy brother Esau, as touching the eye, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill the eye. Now therefore, Beni, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee thou to Laban, Achi, Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until Achikah, thy brother's fury, turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, aye, and he forget which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch the eye from thence from there. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebecca said to Yitzhak, to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Chet, of Heth. If Yaakov take a wife, a Isha, a Eshet, a Oset, of the daughters of Chet, of Heth, such as these, which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? Hear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 28, Yaakov, Jacob, at Beit El, at Bethel, the Abrahamic covenant confirmed to him. And Yitzhak and Isaac called Yaakov, Jacob, and blessed him and charged him and said to him, thou shalt not take a Isha, a Eshet, a Oset, of the daughters of Canaan, the Canaanu. Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Betuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a Isha, a Eshet, an Oset, from thence, from there, of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's ach, thy mother's brother. And El Shaddai, bless the eye, and make the eye fruitful, and multiply the eye, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give the eye the bracha, the blessing of Abraham, to thee, I, and to thy seed, Zarikah, the eye race with the eye, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which Elohim, which Elohim, the true God, gave to Abraham.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
Shema Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 28, here at verse 5 for the Shavi'i. The Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 Israel. Ethiopia hoy, Simi, Yi, Jerushalem, Zinvi. Hear, 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 for the Shavi'i. The Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbata Toldot, Toldot, Sabbath generation, Senvet Tuladim. Here, pick up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 28, here at verse 5 for the Shavi'i. The Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, seventh up offering, right here, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear. Vayishlach Yitzhak, 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 et Yaakov. Vayelek padena eram el lavana bena betuela. Ha erami achia rivka. Yaakov with Esau. Here, 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 picking up with Genesis chapter 28, here at verse 5 for the Shavi'i. And Yitzhak and Isaac sent away Yaakov. Vayishlach Yitzhak et Yaakov. Yaakov. And he went to Padan Aram to Laban. Vayelech Padena Aram el Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, Ben Betuel Ha'erami, Ha'erami, the Aramean, the Syrian, the brother of Ribka. Achi Ribka, 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 Jacob and Esau's mother, the mother of Yaakov and Esau. Aim Yaakov with Esau. When Esau saw that Yitzhak, that Isaac had blessed Yaakov and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him an Isha, an Esha, to Oset, a wife from thence, from Veya, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, thou, the I, shalt not take a Isha, a woman, a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here for the Maftir, here for this Shabbat, Toledot, here picking up with Genesis chapter 28, here verse 7, for the Maftir. Vayishma Yaakov el Adio with el Imo. Vayeleka Padena Eram. And that Yaakov, that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother. Vayishma Yaakov el Adio el Imo. And was gone to Padan Aram. Vayelech Padena Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan, of Canaan, please not Yitzhak, his father. Then went Esau to Ishmael, and took to the wives which he had Mahalat, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, of Nebajoth, to be Ishto, to be his Isha, his Eshet, his Orset, his Orset, his Orset, his Orset. And here, 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 completing the Torah portion, reading and feeding here for Shabbat Toledot. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, le abinu le melkeinu, glory be to Einai Father, Einai King, le Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen.
When I go look back, but here this a week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, miss a soldiers of the cross. It's wheeling.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam metei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notain HaTorah Sheila.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
So we're going to pick up with the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, and the new covenant reading at the top of the hour for the first day service, Sunday service here for this sixth sabbatical study for Shabbat Toldot. Here, the first day coming forward. The psalm, rise up a chant. So tune in at the top of the hour.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا حنبث يداويت مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لاغزيابيهرنا عالمم بارسوام يميورغول ارسو بباهروچ مسرطوالنا بفساشوچم ماطنطوالنا ودغزيابيهر ترارا مان يوطال بقدسناو سفرا مان يقوم اجوچو ينصو لبوم نصو يهونا نفسون لكن تويالا نسا لبالن جراون بشنغلا يالمال ارسوك اكزيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني كبلا ايشي تولد درسون يمتفلقنا ياكوبين عملاك تيت يمتفلق انان تمخوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش يكفتو يكبرم نقوس يقبع يكبر نقوس مان لو اكزيابير نو برتون نهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃይል እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር 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 ንጉስ ነው
Welcome Ehud, blessed first day, here, first day service is beginning right about now.
The foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous the gates of Zion, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
First day service beginning right now. Tune in, Rastafari Israelites, Rastafari Groundation. Or one can check it out on demand. Yes, sir. Have a blessed first day here. Shavua Tov. Yes, sir. Rastafari.